Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Tonight is the yard site of Meir's Tata, is tonight. And I want to express that the learning that we do in the next little bit, all the Torah that we learn, the Zmiris, the songs, the inspiration from the songs, and the friendship. Rebezi serves some kibbutz. They're going to be brachas from Eli. We'll discuss. But all the things that go on in the next hour or so should be in Eli for Meir's precious father, for his father's neshama. I want to express that Meir was a youngster, and I want to hear from Meir. And tonight, for those that are zeicha, maybe Meir will share even one recollection from the Tata, but I want to express that meeting Meir, that knowing Meir, watching specifically the last few weeks, watching him shvus, just watching him say Kaddish, watching him daven, watch him putting on his tefillin, is already an edus for the father. Without saying words, that's an edus. We all, there's such a thing as doing something, le'ilu nishmasai, there's such a thing, but it's pashat the men shalem. The person himself, the good deeds that Meir does and is certainly an elevation for his father. And seeing Meir's behavior and the type of person Meir is already, like I feel, it took me years to learn this Meir. The early years of the yeshiva, I like guys in the yeshiva, and I felt like the parents, I don't know the parents. Today, I like Abachar Minza, I like Nissim, his father's my best friend. I'm not saying it cute, we come from our father. Gabe has become my close friend. I love his parents. People come from their parents. That's where we come. Guys who are friends with me, you like my parents. That's where I come from. Brakara davoin. I mamish come from my parents. It's the way it is. I started chapping that more. Everybody here loves Aaron. I find he's one of those beloved guys. He's just a beautiful person. He's nice. He's sweet. He's uplifting. And all of a sudden, we meet his father. We love his father like a shocker. We come from our parents. I say this as some that Baruch Hashem, I'm married close to 30 years. I appreciate my in-laws. If I like my wife, she comes from somewhere. That's just how it is. She comes from somewhere. My wife's father looks very different. He looks very different than the life we lead. He came from a different background. He didn't learn in yeshiva. He was in public school. Yet I know what we have and who we are. We come from him. So I want to express that us appreciating Meir is an appreciation to Meir's father. And we're mispatel. His neshama should have an aliyah. He should have tremendous continued nachas. From you, Meir, continue nachas. I'm excited. Meir's coming back. We're not done. He'll be back here. And I'm thankful. There's a lot of people leaving. I'm thankful for the ones staying. I'm looking forward. Just continue to grow together. So that's the first thing I wanted to express. I wanted to express as well as Revezi is somebody whose impact on the year is off the charts. He brings so much here. For people who don't get it, during the shiur, some guys, I don't get it, he's making noise. The worst shiurim, everybody's quiet. I mean this sincere. I went somewhere to speak a week ago and the whole place was like writing notes. There was silence in them. It's like, can we learn something here? That's not an environment of learning. It's not everybody's behaving. It's not. I'll tell you an interesting story that I went when I learned in the mirror, I was married and there was a chabur of Israelis. It was mostly Israelis and me. Eretz Yisrael vicars are amazing, and it was me and a bunch of Israelis. And they were all Panovichers. They were Talmidim of Panovich. And a Yid would come in from Har Nof to say Shir. His name was Rev Garbaz. He would travel into the mirror. He was a Talmud Chacham Mufli. He knew everything. And he'd come to the mirror yeshiva. And he would say, Chabur, the guys were top Yungalite. Amongst the Yungalite in that Kailer, Nissen Kaplan, a Rebbe in the mirror, it was like serious chevra. Like, I was a little kid. I
asked the question.
In the chabur is a good.
How are you?
But it was a very serious group. Rev Garbaz. Rav Garbaz would come into the shir, would come in, and he traveled from Harnof, to the Mir to say shir every. And he got up to say shir, he would say a drip, and the room would erupt. Now they were arguing, he spoke a minute, and then guys are screaming. Now after they screamed, okay, now he's ready to continue this, nobody was quiet. Literally, I promise, I'm not exaggerating, if he's standing here speaking, a guy here is yelling at son, screaming. They're screaming. I'm like, this is insane. He's trying to say shir. The yid was mamish trying to say shir. The guy came in from Harnof. He's a serious chacham. He's an older man. We're all younger. Could everybody be quiet so we can listen? And he, no way. It was just bedlam. So finally, I went up to one of the chashuvim. I broke in Ivrit. I understand the fluent Ivrit. I speak like, to say I speak like an American, I just can't speak. It's a handicap. So I say to one of the guys, I say, Zamamash Chutzpah, Ubam, you know, who I probably said in the cave of feminine, who knows what, but he comes from Ubam, I don't know, I get sheer, but we can't hear a word. It was ridiculous. So I said, after a few chaburas, I said to one of the young lighters, like a crazy chutzpah, I've never seen lights in my life. So he starts laughing. He said, we're all Talmidim of Rav Shach. And he said, by Rav Shach Shir, if it was quiet, you leave. Say, Koltov, I'm going. He said, Echzog Shir to the band. I don't say Shir to the wall. There's not a way, there's ridiculous. A Chavetz Chaimer appreciates this. He says, this is not the way, I don't say Shir to the wall. A Shir is people learning. I went, my wife and I went on a girl Shabbaton for a Shabbos. And after the Suda, there was a Suda, and after the Suda, it was like the main speech. So I get up to give the speech, and there were like four teachers circulating in the room, like going around, making sure it was quiet. So I'm standing up there, and they're like ladies going around, like looking at the girls. So the girls are like, they're quiet. I called the principal over, I didn't want to mock it, I didn't make sure the girls didn't see, I wasn't like trying to make anybody look bad. I asked her politely, not in a mean way, I said, I don't want to say shir right now, I can't, I'm not doing this. There's not a posture, anybody knows about thinking, you don't work, thinking's relaxed. Big thinkers would play music when they would think. It's relaxed. They'd have music in the back. And thinking, any great thinkers do not crunch their face. It's not how you think. You relax. You ask the question again. You relax. There's not, Torah is not being, we're not learning Torah like this. People are like, that's not what we're learning. We're not doing that. I really want to learn. I have real things. I want to say something. I really have things I want to tell the girl. I promise. Please tell all the teachers nicely, not in front of the girls. I whispered to the principal, please tell all teachers to enjoy. Sit down, they could schmooze. And if a couple of girls are talking, I promise it's fine. If they're all talking, it's fine. It's fine. And I really want to communicate something. It's not a learning environment when it's tense. It's a learning environment where people are comfortable. Shmaitze boitzi lusa. Learning needs a certain tranquility. I've said over Shavuos that when we came to Har Sinai, Hashem day one didn't teach Torah. Everybody relaxed. Everybody chilled. Tirchas HaDerech, it's teaching something. It's not a historical fact. That's the way to learn. I literally would not want any Rebbe to walk into a shir and just start teaching. That's a joke. That's not how Torah is learned, studied. The worst times I've ever learned with people, if I was coming late, which is a challenge of mine, I show up late, you just start like saying, Tyra, you don't learn anything. Stop. Be in the room, look around, see people, enjoy Lely, enjoying his tuna fish. Geschmack. Be present, look at Nissim. Be present, people come and see each other and talk. I love Rabbi Russ's shir is like a work of art. They talk for 4 months, then they learn Gemara. That's how to learn Gemara. I don't know how to. How could you learn Gemara if you haven't talked for a few months? I don't know. They schmooze for a while, and then they said, let's learn Gemara. I asked my son Manny's in a Kollel Eretz, so I've asked him, Yerushalayim is a very intense city. People are running. Yerushalayim is a lot of people running to Kollel. It's beautiful, they're running to learn. I told Manny, I don't care how late you are, how fast you are. When you get to your Seder, I want you schmoozing with your Chavrusa for at least 5 minutes, 10 minutes, maybe an hour or two. It's a town. Then to get maybe learn for a couple of minutes, mamish. You can really learn. Two people can mamish decide to learn and engage in learning and be present to learn. You mamish, then you learn together. You learn. Say it if you're very deep involved. Maybe you'll even go over time a little. You really can learn. Two people. So I want to express the Revezi brings to the Beis Medrash. We're back and we're here. Revezi brings to the Beis Medrash. Lemaisa, somebody learns in this Beis Medrash for a couple of years. This morning I was watching Avram learn Torah. Avram. Where's Avram? Oh, I was watching Avram and Reb Baruch learn. That's the whole yeshivas. Two yidden was sitting down and learning. Revezi has sat in this Beis Medrash and learned. For years, has learned Torah. He sat with Reli, my son Moshe Zeichen now, and sat and learned Torah. Tremendously appreciated. It is his Zayda's yard site as presently as today. The Zayda's name is Yitzchak Yaakov Ben Elio. Yitzchak Yankov. Usually it's Yaakov Yitzchak. You make me feel good. My son is Yitzchak Yaakov, and he told me all. He has a whole. Machshava why it shouldn't be Yitzchak Yaakov. The tzaddikim, a lot of the tzaddikim are Yaakov Yitzchak. Who was Yaakov Yitzchak Chevra? Who was Yaakov? Which big tzaddik? The Chayz of Lublin was Yaakov Yitzchak. The Chayz, no? Why is everybody looking at me funny? The Chayz of Lublin was Yaakov Yitzchak. Our hero was Yaakov Yitzchak. My son has Torah. His name is Yitzchak Yaakov, and he said, Tati, you got it wrong. Supposed to be Yaakov Yitzchak. There were a lot of tzaddikim that were Yaakov Yitzchak. He has a whole Torah. Why? It makes sense. Yitzchak Yaakov Yitzchak's first. He has Torah. He has Torah.
Is he named for
it's a long story. He's named for the Abbas. I called him Yitzchak Yaakov. He says I made a mistake. There's no mistakes in names. But as he made me already in a chum, it should be an Eloi, this nechama you gave me. That is Zayda, and he had such an enikol. It's called Yitzchak Yankov. I'm going to go back to Yaakov Kalish. Yaakov holds a lot of Revezi. I'm going to tell him, because he always tells me, find me a Yitzchak Yaakov.
Oh, wow.
So I just found the Yitzchak Yaakov today. Which other tzaddik was Yankov Yitzchak? Which other tzaddik was Yaakov Yitzchak? Chayz of Lublin. Another tzaddik Yankov Yitzchak? What? Who? Who was a Yaakov Yitzchak? Revezi Shlita? Who was a Yaakov Yitzchak?
Honest, earnest mistake.
Who was Yaakov Yitzchak?
I don't know what he was.
Which other tzaddik? The Spinker Rebbe, of course. Of course. Of course. Very good. Very good. That here you have the Chayze from early Chassidish, the Spinka more present, the Yaakov Yitzchak. But Revezi Zayd is Yitzchak Yankov, and my son shall live long, long years. Yitzchak Yankov. Lemaisa Yitzchak Yaakov Ben. Rev Rudiman was Yaakov Yitzchak also. Somebody look up what was Rev Rudiman. His anicles in our yeshiva, we should know. Which one's Rev Rudiman? Is Yaakov Yitzchak? Somebody look up Rev Rudiman. What was his name? He wasn't sure? Which way was his name? Rev Rudiman, was it Yaakov Yitzchak or Yitzchak Yaakov? What does it say, Yosef? Take your time. Take your time, take your time. The service imitates us. We're slow, we're deliberate.
I wish I could find
Ruben Yain is not here. He would have a definite opinion. You know his name? We discussed this with Yaakov. So it should be an Eloi for Revezi's Zayda's neshama, and the fathers. It's funny, both are the Avos in order. Meir's Tata's name was Avram Yitzchak. Also two Avos. So it's a shtickle theme of the yard sites. Yaakov Yitzchak is the Rudiman. Yaakov Yitzchak. But anyway, Revezi Zayd is Yitzchak Yaakov. Meir's Tata was Avram Yitzchak ben Meir. Meir is named after Zayda, Avram Yitzchak, then Meir. So Bolt Nisham Shiram and Aliyah. I wanted to welcome Ephraim Fram back to Yeshiva. Welcome home, Ephraim. Bezos Hashem will be staying the last 3 weeks. He's staying the last 3 weeks. And returning next year. But it's a schus to have Ephraim back home. The two brothers, Ephraim and Yankiv. Beautiful, beautiful. I wanted to, before I share, I wanted to share a piece of Torah and Parashas Nasa, but I wanted to ask, Lekavod Ephraim returned to the yeshiva. I wanted it, the kibbut is for the yard site. I wanted to be mechabed Gaby as a new song, not that song. Do you have your guitar here, Gabe? Atazay. Tikkun. Baruch atah Adonai. Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nihyeh b'dvarei. L'chaim yerezi. L'chaim. You heard this new song, Mark? There's a new one. Ephraim, check out a brand new song. This the Chevra didn't hear yet. David, this one you didn't hear yet. Yeah, there's a new one.
This one Yosef helped me write all over again.
I'd give everything to feel alive. I want to laugh, and I want to cry. I need all the life that I have inside. So I'll keep on dreaming, I'll keep on singing, I'll keep a lead without a reason. Cause I made a promise and I'm gonna keep it. I'll keep living long as I'm still breathing. Sometimes it hurts and you get burned. Not everyone gets what they deserve. While I'm still here, alive on this earth, oh, I will live even when it hurts. I'll keep on dreaming, I'll keep on singing, I'll keep believing without a reason. Cause I made a promise and I'm gonna keep it. Oh, I'll keep living long as I'm still breathing. Oh, even when it hurts like hell. Oh, I don't wanna be anywhere else. So I'll keep on dreaming, I'll keep on singing, I'll keep believing without a reason. Cause I made a promise and I'm gonna keep it. Oh, I'll keep living long as I'm still breathing. Oh, I'll keep living long as I'm still breathing. Oh, I'll keep living long as I'm still breathing. Cause I made a promise and I'm gonna keep it. Oh, I'll keep living long as I'm still breathing. So I'll keep on dreaming, I'll keep on singing, I'll keep believing without a reason. Cause I made a promise and I'm gonna keep it. Oh, I'll keep living long as I'm still breathing.
Oh my God. Wow. Thank you guys.
Mayor Kapenstein, you didn't hear his song Heaven Knows Your Name. I want to welcome Mayor Kapenstein back home. Welcome, Mayor. Welcome, Mayor. The list. There's a minig Yisroel when a Sefer Torah comes, when you do Achnasa Sefer Torah, it's a beautiful minig that you bring out the Sefer Torah to greet the other Sefer Torah. It's like a beautiful, touching minig. Here, like, there's often in Durham, when guys are leaving, alumni come, like, to accompany out. I love as David Black finishes his career by Ray Russ for now. For now, I like that Mayer's here to, like, another all-time Talmud of Rabbi Russ is here, like, to join David, the Sefer Torah, like, Russ coming to greet the other Sefer Torah. I feel like Mayer coming. Oh, yeah. Mayer, welcome home, Mayer Kapenstein. Thank you. But let's do it together. Let's do it, Sazaman. But you take it away, give it to end. Maybe we'll join you again.
You moved out, you went to college, away from town. It's kind of crazy the way it all works out. We didn't grow up in the same house, but we're brothers. So I want to tell you about something crazy that I found. It might be useless, I might sound stupid, 'cause I can't prove it, but I need to tell you that there's a God and he knows your name. He knows your heart and feels your pain. Oh, I wish that it was something I could explain. I can't, but I need to say there's a God and he knows your name, and he knows your heart and feels your pain. Oh, you might not believe me, but either way, I promise heaven knows your name.
Oh, do you ever feel that spark that is burning in your heart? Does it guide you when you're in the dark? Oh, do you wonder if there's more to life, an answer to the great big why? I believe that there is truth to find. It might be useless, I might sound stupid, 'cause I can't prove it, but I need it said. God, and he knows your name, and he knows your heart, and he feels your pain. Oh, I wish that it was something I could explain. I can't, but I need to say there's a God, and he knows your name, and he knows your heart, and he feels your pain. Oh, you might not believe me, but either way, I promise heaven knows your name. I hope that you hear this song, and one day you'll sing along, and together we'll say, there's a God who knows my name, and he knows my heart, and he feels my pain, and it's not something I need to explain. Oh, I just wanna say, there's a God who knows my name, and he knows my heart, and feels the pain. Oh, I've waited all my life to say that heaven knows my name. Heaven knows my name. Heaven knows my name. I've waited all my life to say that heaven knows my name. I made a promise, and I'm gonna keep it. I'll keep living long as I'm still breathing.
He's showing a video of Rav Shach. I wanna... Rav Shach saying Shir, and the room has exploded.
Please forgive me. I forgive you, Rebbe. That's what he spoke about. Get it?
In Parashas Nasa, in this week's Parasha. In this week's Parashas Nasa, so one of the things that we're going to read about is the sugya of the Saita. This past Shavuos, my brother-in-law, we were zeichet to have my brother-in-law in yeshiva to spend Shavuos, to be at the mountain at Har Sinai with my brother-in-law, and he made a siyum in yeshiva on Masechta Saita. There's a big minig, there's a serious minig of yeshiva guys that during the period from Pesach till Shavuos, of course it's 49 days, Masechta Saita is 48 blat, and there's such a minig of yeshiva guys, Ari, that they learn Masechta Saita. And they do a blat a day during the days leading up to Shavuos. Now what the source, I would call it a minig, by Chabad I heard by Chabad, it's very in. So it's a minig of Chabad. It's a minig of yeshivas as well. It seems such an odd minig. Saita is about the disloyal lady. She's disloyal to her husband. The Masechta of Saita, why are we reading that leading up to our chasna with Hashem? To Shavuos is unzer chasna. It's mamish chasna with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Am Yisrael and Hashem. Am Yisrael with our precious Teda. Why in the world are we reading the parish of Saita of the disloyal one? So one could say it's like a warning, but it's so unlikely how we behave. I would literally, for Chas and Maishi, in the time leading to his chasna, if he learns Masechtas Kedushin, I would think that's really cool. I would not think he should learn Masechta Saita. It's not what he's thinking about. Masechta Saita, Masechta's Gittin. And it becomes very hard to understand why Am Yisrael, why Chabad, why yeshiva guys have this minhag to learn Masechta Saita. So it needs thought. It's a real minhag and needs real thought why it's learned. I want to express something about the Saita from Parashas Nasa that occurred to me this year, perhaps, why the Masechta Saita is on people's mind. I don't know if the pshat has to be studied, a minhag. Minhagim should be studied, and this minhag needs studying. But I want to share as follows. A Saita, of course, is a girl who was disloyal to her husband. We'll start what happened. She's talking to a man. She's a married lady, and she's involved. She's speaking to a man, and her husband is mekana her. Kinoy is when he warns her, please stop hanging. She's hanging with another man. He warns his wife and asks his wife, please stop hanging with this man. Stira is when she takes it a step further. Not only is she speaking to somebody, she has yichud. She goes private usser. She does an isser. And she has yichud with a man. So she's speaking to her man. Her husband warns her. And after the kinoy, he does stira. He goes private. He goes into a room and has yichud with an isha. She has yichud with a man. After doing these two things, kinu v'stir and avyichud, she has to drink the famous mei saita. She drinks the waters. Now, if she was guilty, she did an avera, she's niftera, she passes away. If she's guilty, she passes away. She has been disloyal to her husband, and she's punished by the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the halach. But what's very fascinating is the pasuk in Parashas Nasa. The pasuk in Parashas Nasa says, "Vimloi netma," if she had not done the avera, "Vimloi netma isha," utahiri, she's pure, v'niksa, she's innocent, v'nizra zara, she has a child, she's benched with a child. Chazal bring that she's benched with a child. Chazal say she has a child. If she would have had bitzar, she has a child berevach without pain. If she would have had a certain child, she has levanim. She has it affects the quality of the child, the experience of childbirth. She's zeichet to a child. She goes back to him. It's a good question. I think it will answer it definitely will affect what you're bothered by. The question that I want to ask, Gabe, this lady, if she's innocent, so she's zeichet to a child, and the question, Ari, is, she's no innocent person. If she didn't do the worst avera in the world, she's not innocent. She was schmoozing with a man. She went in private. She had yichud with a man. She's guilty, very guilty, very guilty. She didn't do the worst avera. She didn't do the worst. What's pshat? What's pshat in this pasuk? The pasuk, even the way it says about her, double lashon, v'imloi nitma ish, okay, she didn't go all the way. Utahiri, she's pure.
Not pure.
She's not pure. She's not innocent. She's mamish at a bad space. She needs a lot. There's a lot she needs. What is this utairi and she has a child? Now, I want to express to everybody here, and I want to say this, Benikios. I want to say it in not an open way, but I want to express that a lady, I was called by a couple. The wife wanted another child, and the man didn't want at the time. And there was like a lot of tension in the home. And I wanted to explain to the man, to the husband, it was very important to me to explain, when his wife wants a child, it just means she wants you. To a husband, a child could be another child. It could be complicated in the marriage. They're focused on each other, and now there's another child. A wife's one for a child means the pirush is, I want you. That's what a wife is saying. When a wife says, I want a child, the pshat. We could go into this, and I'm not trying to tell you a shtickle tire. We could talk about, that's the pirush of a lady saying to me, I want a child, means I want you. Hapam, you lovely ishti, it's open psukim.
Wow.
That it means I want you. That's the pirush. It means, mamish, we have a child together, means we like exist for eternity. Yeah, of course. Very good. Good Yehuda. God, that's exact. It's exact. Yeah. It's real. It's good to know. I want the chevra to remember this for when you're married. Just remember this. It's very important. It could help for a lot of shalom bayis. Please remember this, Yisayid. It's just true. We could study the Eimek. There's a Torah to study why it's that way. I want to express here that here, if she's innocent, she has a child, dust haste, she's closer to him. That's the pirush. I ask, if she's innocent, she's closer. She has a child from him, means that they're mamish closer to him. She's very distant from her husband. She's very far. She's a person who was disloyal in the deepest way. She didn't go. She wasn't over Isurin to be Chayiv Misa. That's the extent. What's being said here? This parish of Saita. So I want to express to the Chevra that the story of the Isha is she has a certain distance. She has a richuk. But from that richuk, why'd she walk out of that room? She's in a room with another man. From that space, she says, "You're not my husband. You're not my husband." And there's a certain kirov she has, the Nizra Zara, she has children. From that space, she said, "You ain't my husband. You're not my husband. Your mom is not." The most to her. She accesses the deepest place of Tara. "You're not my husband." It's the purest place. I have seen people go. I have seen guys in yeshiva travel to far out places where they needed to, like, and to an external person, it's like, "You're going, it's dangerous. A ben Tara going there." They need some space to chap, to mamish, absorb. "I belong to Hashem, I belong to Am Yisrael, ich bin ayin," in a deep, deep space. Sometime amidst the noise of our life, amidst our pressures and our pushing to be stark, and our fighting, constant fighting, we tune out a noise that says, "I want to be a yid. I want to belong to Hashem." It's a very, very quiet, deep, and profound place in a person. We want Hashem. We belong to Hashem. I want to express that in the last week, I've been thinking a lot about the yid next door, Shalom. It's on my mind, Shalom. And it's a difficult sugya. It's a sugya of galus. I think a lot about Russian Jewry. I've read as a youngster a lot about Russian Jewry. The Russians worked for 70 years to remove Yidden from Hashem. We're Hashem's people. And the stated person in Russia, one of the reasons I'm so attracted to Chabad is because they existed in Russia. And with all the efforts of the Russians, there was a stubbornness on the Yehudi. Anybody who knows about Chabad, there's a certain, like, starkeit, there's like a fierceness. I'm a Yid. It's a direct response to a country. One of the things, for sure, they were in a country fighting. You're not the people of Hashem. You're not the Am Hashem. You're not the Am HaNivcher. And they received something, certainly, from parents, Elta Zedas, but also in response to that voice, "You don't belong to Hashem," was a stubbornness, "We belong to Hashem." Anybody who studies about the yeshiva of Nevardik, Nevardik and Chabad are two places. The Nevardikers, the Russians, the Nevardikers would take off their shirt, they'd go to the Russian, they'd take his gun, they'd say, "Put it here. I'm not being Michal Shabbos. I'm not. You can shoot me. You can blow my brain." They take his gun, put it to that. "Blow my brain. I'm not being Michal Shabbos. Ich bin Ayid. You're not moving me. You're not. The Nevardikers had this quality that the difficulty brought out, by the way. Kasher Yanu, I say, Ken Yifreitz. The difficulty brought this out. Chabad, you see this sense by a Chabad Chassid. I could tell somebody try to fight them. They're hardened. They're battle tested. Somebody fought them, and they're like, they're not giving in. It's not happening. It's just not happening. We've gone through the wars, and we've decided, and there's a determination. I belong to Hashem. I see that a lot in Chabad. This yid next door, his parents came from Russia. And this yid next door, it's a crazy story. Some guy's thought he has a barn that's not in use. And guys thought he didn't care about the barn, and they played around, though. They shouldn't. Don't touch another person's things. My Rebbe's main thing he spoke about is honesty, integrity when it comes to money. Don't touch anything of another person. But guys were a shaygig, they didn't know, and they touched his stuff, and he was very, very mad. So he told one of the dorm counselors, "I need to speak to the rabbi." I went there shaking. A farmer, I had gone to a different farmer who was upset at our guys, and he told me, "I'm going to drive you out of the city." So I was coming to this farmer with a lot of trepidation. I meet the farmer, and it turns out his name is Shalom Grzynski. He's a Yid.
What?
Steve Grzynski. Shalom Grzynski. He's a Levi. We're mamish cousins. He's a Levi. He's my cousin. And we schmooze for a long time. And he's a Yid. He's mamish a Yid. He didn't know what Shavuos. He never heard of Shavuos. He's a Yid who didn't hear of Shavuos. He never heard of Shavuos. He's very, very bad. He lives next door, mamish. I've been there, Baruch Hashem, a couple of times since. And he lives mamish next door and didn't know what Shavuos is. Next door to Yeshiva. So I called up Shlomo Guri. And I asked Shlomo, please come next door. And Shlomo came next door. We need to play this Yid music. I told him the whole world knows Tati, my king, and a guy next door is unaware of Tati, our king. And I brought Shlomo down. I asked Shlomo, and Shlomo the Tzidkus came down with Azriel, and they played for this Yid. He was mesmerized. We then brought Tzitzis to him. David Rosendahl brought him a cheesecake. I asked him to put on tefillin. He wasn't ready yet. He's a beautiful Yid. It impressed me that he couldn't just put on right away. So I put on in front of him. I wanted him to see tefillin. It's the first time he ever saw tefillin. He has his father's talis and his father's yarmulkes. And he told me from time to time, I take out my father's talis and yarmulkes to look at, to remind myself who I am. That's what Steve told me. From time to time, I take out my father's talis and his yarmulkes to remind myself who I am.
He was born.
I believe his parents were born in Russia. I think he was too. He's been in Durham since he was three. He's 68 years old. He's been here for 65 years. Shalom Grzynski. So, I wanted to express that in thinking about his story, I feel more like a Yid. He's me and I'm him. He's a Yid who's been through. He's just the story of Golus. He didn't meet Yid. And he told us when he was a little kid, his parents would leave him home. His parents on Jewish holidays. This is why he doesn't know of Shavuos. His parents till fourth grade on any Yom Tov he wouldn't go to school. But then the fourth grade teacher, he told us his name. I, Baruch Hashem, forget it. The fourth grade teacher embarrassed him in front of the whole class, made fun that he's a Jew, because he missed on the Jewish holidays. And he was mevayishim in front. He said he was an anti-Semite. He was mevayishim in front of the whole class. From then on, his parents sent him on Jewish holidays. He started going to school. His parents didn't want him to get embarrassed. He started going to school. And when I was thinking about Shalom Halevi next door, I felt we were singing a lot before Shavuos. Hashem oiz lama yitain. Hashem gave us oiz his Torah. Hashem yivarech es amay bashalom. He blended us with shalom. I was thinking that Hashem gave us shalom back. Hashem yivarech es amay bashalom. Shalom is back home. And he's going to come visit Yeshiva. He promised me he'll come to Musar one day. And when I think about shalom, I feel my Yiddishkeit even more. In seeing somebody pulled and tugged, and a teacher surviving Russia, and then a teacher mevayishim for being a Yid, we're Yid, and that's where we belong. That's where we belong. Shalom said there was a pastor, a local pastor, was very nice to him, and he asked the pastor that I'm a Yid, could I call you Mister? I can't call you Pastor. And we were all very moved by that. I'm a Yid. Shalom from a distance. From maybe a room, a shtickle having yichud, said, I'm a Yid, I can't call you pastor. And I want to express that this site, as far as she is, there's a space a person can come to, very deep space of touching. You're not my husband, I have a husband. I belong to someone. I have a husband. I have a place I belong, a relationship that's the world. From there, she has children. From that space, she's more with her husband when she has that akara. And it could be we read this story on Shavuos. At the time that we have a chasna with Hashem, with Hashem's Torah, it could be we learn Masechta Saita. It's the story of somebody maybe in difficulty and through difficulty, but who chaps, who has this deep, deep akara. I have a husband. I don't know, but you're not the right one. I have a husband, even in difficulty. The very Megillah we read of Rus is a family that moves out but comes back. I have a husband. I have a place, I have a people, I have a land, I have a space I belong, and I'll always come back there. So maybe in some ways that's why we learn Saita. I don't know. But I do believe that's the pshat in Nizra Zara. When she in that room makes a declaration, whatever brought her to that point, but she walks out of that room saying, I have a husband, Tahiri, she's pure. With her journey, with all the things that brought her, but at that moment, she says, I have a husband. No way. Nobody else. I have a husband who's my life, who's everything. And she walks out of that room, Tahiri. There's a purity that's been born. In Nizra Zara, she has a child from there. Maybe. I don't know why the minhag is to learn Saita. Somebody could check it up. Rebezi wants to read Maruch HaShulchan. I'd love to hear it. I like pandering myself. So this is what I was feeling, why many didn't learn Masechta Saita. But I want to give Rebezi a chance. Maruch HaShulchan, take it away, Rebezi.
HaShulchan explains that why do we count Sefira from the carbon hot wing there?
So therefore,
no. So lahiris the building of Torah anu anachnu kebehemus nidmet shemachol and sairim. Can my shalom be cited test on the days? Shekar be cited who menas sairim. So he also my name of Tikas Kabana my name of Shikla Taira Habitmus Adam Lehena.
He's saying that's why they learn Saita.
Well, he's gotta get all like
What's he saying?
No, he's bringing the Gemara and Sota to explain why we count from the Omer, from the carbon of Sa'irim. It's like Ki'ilu we were going to the Bnus of Ben Adam, so we go from Michael Bain to Michael Adam based on the Gemara and Sefer Tesvah. That's my connection.
So you're saying that's very good. So you're saying that's why we learn Saita. I like it. I'm open to ideas.
Hey, Russ, what do you think? What does Ray Russ say? I think we want to hear from Ray Russ.
Have you heard? You've heard this man, Agar Russ. Yeah, it's a minhag. It's a big minhag.
Tell me they learned Shavuos.
I'm sorry?
Shavuos. Did you just say that? Is that what you said?
It's after Shavuos.
Yeah?
Shavuos is a good question. Why we learn Shavuos?
No, it's not.
It's also 49 blot. Why do we learn Masechta Shavuos? It's a good question. The Pashta says because at our Sinai, we mushpa va'im in our Sinai. The Sugya of Shavuos. Because we swear to keep the Torah. Yeah. I think the walking out of that room, not doing an act, is an act of power. That's what it's saying. Because she's saying no to you. She's saying no to that guy. That alone is an act of power.
She went in.
It's true. She was at a tough space, but her walking out is
no.
What?
What if he said no?
I hear. Leli and Avram are asking, is there a case that she didn't say no? It's possible. I want to say that the act of walking out is a maisa that she's saying no. What were you saying, Ari?
Wouldn't she feel insulted that her husband accused her of...
That's what Binyamin is.
What?
I think she would be like...
mortally insulted. She was... She. That's why I'm just saying
no, but,
she, there were things...
she went in there... And
there was stuff going so on, Ari.
She was wrong to be there.
I like the second song. Then you combine the two songs. Saita, you're saying? I'm just saying the lesson of the Saita. Chevra, but I just want to say, Morty says, what are you connecting? I just want to say that we learn Masechta Saita as the journey of a lady who's married to a husband and may go through things along the way, but it all brings her to say, you're my husband. She says to her husband, so it's true there's a bad scenario, Saita, but the story of Saita, perhaps, of why we're learning it, is the story of with all the challenges and difficulties. We may stop in Russia, we may go to a public school here, we may have our own inner confusions, our own questions, our own shame, our own disconnection. Ultimately, that space that we say, Hashem's what I want, we're back, and that's a purity, and that's a space our whole journey can bring us there. I'm saying on this lady with challenges, the story of the learner of Torah, at times he's inspired, and sometimes through mistakes, the person comes to a space and I want Hashem. So that's the journey. We read even Saita, all the stories of our life bring us, I want Hashem. And sometimes it's in success that we come to that space. Sometimes it's in bad situations that we come to that space. That's what I'm saying, perhaps, why we read this story on Saita. Does that make sense, Morty?
Yes.
Maybe. The Derek Hefsher. Could that be, Mayor?
Yeah. The original Yitzhak, because of the original...
Say that again?
The original Yitzhak, that she felt that she wanted to do this, was it potentially because it was already?
Could be. That's well said. But I want to say, Mitaych the Richuk, she kosher. This is not, no. And that's a key of the story of our lives, the story of our marriage to Torah to Hashem, is tremendous times of that bring us close to Hashem. Sometimes, even in distance, the Yid Chaps, the journey of the learner and liver of Torah is even in distance. It's not what I want. There's something. I see in this yid, I feel my Jewishness from a space of distance. Marit, I feel through Shalom. We're yidden. When he's describing a pastor, an English tea, I'm like, I feel a sense of my, we're yidden. We belong to Hashem. We're supposed to be with Hashem. When I hear a yid like struggling with tefillin, and never having seen tefillin, I put on tefillin in front of him. I felt my tefillin maybe the most, but I like tefillin. I felt it a lot. It was important to me, that film. I put on tefillin in front of Shalom. It was like very important to me. You've ever met him, Rabbi Russ Shalom? Steve, yeah, he works at this. He used to, when we first even started here 10 years ago, he still had a stand. He only stopped that the last few years. He had a corn stand. What? Even in the summers, he said. The last maybe year or two, he doesn't. And he used to have a stand, the right before.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's right outside. Yeah. On the left, on the right.
On the right, when you come out to the highway, on the right. First one on the right.
When you're leaving the campus. On the
right. Yeah, when you're leaving the campus. I want Arya. You have a song for the Chevra? We all want to hear Arya. Yehuda, do you hear Arya's song yet?
Yehuda knows my song.
You might have like tweaked it. I don't know. Let's go.
Who says that?
Y'all get in.
Whose guitar is that? Ah, really?
2 weeks.
Tiskadish, beautiful.
Show you how.
Somebody could play for you and then you could sing. We have to teach it to somebody. You have to teach it to some. Teach it Tarye. Teach it Tarye and he'll play for you.
Wow. He has a song, he just can't play. You could probably play it, that's beautiful.
Probably, yeah.
Thank you, Arye.
Let's go, let's go. Mayor, you and Eretz Yisrael 2 years. Feels like two, it's funny.
It might be stupid.
Trying to think if we have any tennis competition here. Maybe Maishi can give you somewhat of a contest. What'd you say? You play it?
Preparation.
Aaron, you can give him a game.
I'm sure it's like a few.
Rami, you can give him a game.
But I wanna get the exact thing. A few years, like coming up with a humble game. I'm saying I wanna get the confidence.
Nissim, for a second, I wanna tell you one more thing. I love seeing you, but you're dead. I like it a lot.
You really enjoyed it.
I like it. I like seeing you. I like the father and son.
Just a drink black coffee now.
I just poured a bunch of coffee, poured a pack of sugar.
What?
Do
you play music? I do want to welcome, Chevra, I want to welcome Arye Ivri to Yeshiva. We're fellow Chabad Hasidim. So me and Gabe wanted to add more to. Do you know each other from before?
He was my dorm
counselor. Fellow Reberg Talmidim. I owe Reberg one for sending us Gabe.
I owe him.
Yeah. Are you still in touch with him, Ari? Ari, you Arye. Arye. Thank you for being Arye.
Come on. A little bit.
Yehuda Zelm, did you meet Arye?
Yeah, let's get on it, bro. Meet the man. Okay, he met.
Yosef, you know each other, Eddie?
Let's go, she's not here.
Yosef, you met here? You know from before?
Early.
Oh, when he came Shabbos.
I know his name.
Ivri, the name Ivri is the, it's what we're all called. Yeah. I like a lot that the parents, I thank Binyamin for bringing his tat. I was so happy your father came. I thank Nissen for bringing all the chevra, for allowing the fathers to come. To me, it's a very big day in yeshiva. To me, when your son's there, so the father's there already anyway. So you might as well have the fathers here. Bra kara davoin, our children are expression. Rev Tzadik writes that your children are your deepest thoughts. That's Rev Tzadik writes. Remind me your first name? Avrami. Some people, listen, I want you to hear this well. Mayor, when I say this, Rev Tzadik, some people get insulted. When I say your children are your deepest thoughts, so a guy says, I'm so embarrassed, a guy whose kid's off the derech, let's say. So you say your kids are your deepest, no, this can't be.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.